keep your eyes open. But may all those who seek you be glad and take joy in you. Psalm 70, verse 4. Think about what it was like when you first began to truly seek the Lord. If you're like most I know, including myself, you probably began to notice significant difficulties you didn't expect. Why? When you chose to follow God, you made an enemy. Satan's attention is turned toward you. Your enemy, the adversary, stalks about like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:8. Sometimes I thought it would be easier to give in, go back to the way everyone else was living. That's Satan's goal, if it were possible, to get you back. The Christian walk is not for the faint of heart. It's an army of souls standing on God's promises, and the war is raging. Stand against him firm in your trust, knowing that your brothers throughout the world are going through the same kinds of suffering. 1 Peter 5:9. Satan has a way of making us feel all alone, like no one else could possibly understand what we are going through. That's why it is important for us to stay connected to other believers and to share our struggles and triumphs. You will have to suffer only a little while. After that, God, who is full of grace, will himself restore, establish, and strengthen you, and make you firm. 1 Peter 5:10. You will grow stronger with every situation you and the Lord conquer together. May those who love your salvation say always, God is great and glorious. Psalm 70, verse 4. Regardless of what you're facing today, you can walk in the confidence that you are not alone. The one you walk with knows the way, and he will place the people you need in your path. While you may wonder what the day holds before you, Father already knows, and he has filled your toolbox with all you will need today. Jesus' name is the password. Will you use your tools today?